May 20th in the evening, Eternal Love says, "There are no words of my own. But you have heard me speak from the lips of the Word, the Virgin, and the Apostle, to those seeking God, to those studying God, and to those needing God. For you, in the midst of the bitter waves, a current of sweetness. For the others, what is found in the great amount which is given. I am the Spirit of Love. But I am also Justice. I give myself more to whoever is sacrificed to me more. Let whoever has ears to hear understand. Sensuality is not to be present in spiritual love. God's caresses are not gifts which you can demand. They are graces which are given. And it is necessary not to be greedy, like misers who want a great heap of money. And one must not be like the satraps, who spent their time gazing at the gems their subjects brought to their coffers, with no exertion on their part, whereas those bearing them but sweated blood, to wrest the gems from the entrails of the seas and the ground. With his or her effort, let each one extract the extremely pure diamonds of wisdom. Do not incur any easy deviation of spirituality towards sentimentalism. I am the fortifier, and I want fortitude in my faithful ones. Sentimentalism in religion is like the clay and the iron in the feet of the statue dreamed of by Nebuchadnezzar. It suffices for the pebble of a disappointment to strike them, and everything is in danger. And if the stone is large, there is ruin. Fortitude, children. Fortitude. The earth is a place of struggle. Blessedness is here, where I am. But to rise up to it, it is like a road of jagged jasper. A torture. And every torture is a merit. The Son of God had nothing but that. Do you want a better one? Renew yourselves in my fire.